How's that hamstring?
Oh, it's getting better every day. You know, just trying not to take any steps backwards. So right now it's just getting stronger. It's going through my rehab and stuff like that and just trying to see how I can manage if I did have to play a game, seeing how I could get around, you know, making it out there on the field.
These live sessions you guys are going through, is this the most competitive camp you've been a part of? It seems like there's really some good back and forth between the offense and defense.
Oh, man. Like, I just love coming out here because – you know, we're going to get our best shot from our offense every time. And whether we win or lose on that rep, you can best believe they're coming back the next one. Or same thing for a period. Like, I believe yesterday we had a pretty good day going against the offense. And, you know, they came out and pretty much shredded us today. We had to kind of fight for our lives. And throughout the end of practice and stuff like that, we came out smoking. But, you know, it's just always competition. You always have to be ready. And I think that gives us the type of mentality that we have going out on Sundays.
Has that been exciting?
Always.
With the game coming up, has this maybe got you, you know, more ready?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you step out on the field, it's definitely fun. But you know how it can get during camp, you know. And I think they do a good job of just putting us in situations where we can kind of forget we are at camp and just go at it with the offense and just realize that we out here for a bigger purpose. And I think that helps out a lot. So
how anxious are you to get to a football game on Friday night, whether you play four plays or a quarter or don't want to say anything about last year. Coming off, Len. I mean, how much of a taste do you want to get?
Well, you silly. But, yeah, man, like I said, every time you step out on that field, man, it's always fun. And, you know, that's just excitement. I mean, whether it's at practice or a game, I treat pretty much both of them the same way. So, but under the lights, you know, it's showtime then. So, I'm always excited to get out there.
Is this, you guys got a Fairburn Alumni Association starting here? Tell us what you know about your man.
Yeah. That's my brother, you know, Rakevious Watkins, Big Swank. But we played high school ball together back at Creekside, and we went to middle school and stuff together like that. So, like, he stayed right in the same neighborhood as me. So, we hung out every day. And he chilled with my family. Like, my dad called him son and stuff like that. So, like, that's like my brother. So,
what was your reaction when you heard he was coming?
Man, I was really excited. I was upset because, you know, the Rams had released him or whatever. And I was just telling him just stay focused. You know, it always work out for the best. And didn't know he was going to end up 3 hours away from there. Ended up here. And like I told him, just take advantage of the opportunity. And just the fact that we in the league and on the same team, like we got so many people back at home who look up to us and look at us as hope, you know what I'm saying, just to get to another different level and get out of the situation they in. And I just tell them, like, we talk about it all the time, just showing everybody back at home, like, you really can be successful and make it out your situation. So, we're both going to take advantage of the situation.
Did Butler, did the people here talk to you at all about him before they made a move, do you know?
Just a little bit. They just asked me about him briefly, but other than that, no.
How would you,
if Webster's called you and said, Eric, we want a definition of what the Chiefs 2013 defense is, what would you write back?
I couldn't even give you a word right now.
A couple words.
Definitely a smart, relentless group. That's physical and very, very bright at the same time, aware of the situations that arise and that come their way.
So. It's you guys. This is from what I've been able to see. It's very multiple defenses.
Yeah,
you guys aren't really the same from one play to the next.
Nah, man. Like everybody has to know what everybody does. Like I might play the dime, but I might be in a situation where I have to know what the nickel does because that play I might be the nickel. You know, so. And the same thing with Justin. And Justin might have to know what I have to do certain plays just because he'll be in that situation. Or I have to know what Tomba and Houston does just because off of emotion, we might call a whole different play and I'm doing what they do. So, I mean, it's just you got to be smart, but at the same time, you just pretty much got to know situations more than anything. Like I think that's the biggest thing that helps us out.
In the league today, do you have to play defense since that's kind of how offenses are playing today?
Yeah, you always got to be.
You got to play a situation defense. Right?
Yeah, you got to. That's the only way because that's what they're preparing for, situations. You can't just go out there and expect to stop somebody just off of just doing one thing. If they're preparing for a situation, you got to prepare for the same situation the same way.
Yeah, to build on that, it's similar. You talked a week ago about all the changes in this secondary on the defense. So how are you fitting in? I mean, how do you see your role as a player in the past?
Man, mine, I'm going to just be pretty much all over the place. I've really had to get into my playbook just because it's like certain things that I didn't know in the past. Like, I got to know what to do as a linebacker, so to speak. Sometimes I'm rushing off the edge. Sometimes, like, I got to stay on top of my game for the back end, like the safety position. But it's just so many different things that I got to know what to do. And, you know, I just pretty much based it on just the mess, just cause confusion on the opposing offense. So I guess that's pretty much my job.
Isn't that more fun than just sitting back? Oh yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, that's always fun.
What do you like about blitzing? What do you like about filling that linebacker spot?
I don't look at it as doing one job. I like my job because it's multiple. Mm-hmm. You know, they ask me to do a lot of things. You know, I blitz, I cover, I play the run, I play the pass. So, I mean, I feel like that's a lot to put on a player, but I feel like I can handle it. So I put a lot on myself. And just as far as my techniques and just trying to learn the defense, I want to be able to fit that role and help my team out in that way.